words of the preface are that those whom the certainty of dying afflicteth may be consoled by the promise of future immortality. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today our monthly Requiem Mass for our dear friends, family members, and benefactors. Death of our loved ones most of the time brings us sorrow. But a Christian, as you should know, is someone who follows Jesus, and we are meant to be imitators of Christ. If we suffer sorrow and difficulties in this life, it means we are out of the devil's power and loved by God as Jesus was. I'll tell you today about a priest who was executed on this day in the year 1595, Blessed Robert Southwell. He was born in England in 1561 as the fifth child in the family of eight. The Southwells formed part of a network of very wealthy interrelated families that included many noble families. Robert Southwell was a very hard-working boy who loved to study. In fact, his father liked to call him Father Robert because he was so clever and dedicated to religion and to his studies. In 1576, Robert, like many other boys in his class, was sent overseas to be educated in the Jesuit school at Douai. And between the ages of 15 and 17, he became convinced that he had a vocation to a religious life. Robert asked for admission into the Jesuits, which was at first denied of him. And this was a big disappointment to him, who was then 17 years old. And this disappointment encouraged him to write some passionate laments or poetry verses. And these were the first verses of his poetry, which we have recorded. But in 1578, Robert was finally admitted at the second try to the noviceship at Rome. And he was ordained a priest and was sent to the English mission in 1586 and landed there secretly in early July when he was 25 years old. Blessed Robert Southwell spent 6 years in zealous and greatly successful missionary work. It was at this time when England was ruled by Queen Elizabeth I. She was a Protestant who hated the Catholic Church, and she had made it a law that it was illegal to be a Catholic, and anyone who was or who helped a Catholic priest was guilty of treason, that is, he had betrayed his home country. It was estimated that a Catholic priest's chance of survival in the Protestant England during Elizabeth's reign was about 1 in 3. So Blessed Robert had to lie hidden or pass under various disguises from one Catholic house to another. He led very active but also disguised and secret life of a priest for 6 years, working mostly in and around London. And it was after these 6 years when Elizabeth's notorious priest hunter named Richard Topcliffe captured Father Southwell. Topcliffe knew that a Catholic family named Bellamy used to host Father Southwell to say Mass in their house. So Topcliffe lured the family's daughter, Anne Bellamy, into sin, and she revealed the location of a secret chamber in her home. When Father next time came, Topcliffe went with his men to arrest him. Father Southwell had been preaching to the gathered family when they heard Topcliffe's men approaching outside. Father hastily gathered together the altar and the mass vestments to the secret chamber and hid himself there. Topcliffe went straight to the secret hiding place, opened it, and called for Southwell, who was still desperately trying to stash away and hid the mass equipment. Then Topcliffe brought Father Southwell out, this young priest with red-brown hair, mocking him and abusing him all the time. He strapped him to a horse and rode with him in triumph back to London. And there Father Southwell was tortured in most hideous ways, like the early martyrs were. He was examined 13 times under torture and was long confined in a dungeon swarming with vermin. He was in the hands of the torturers for a month, and news of his transfer to imprisonment in the dreaded tower was actually relief to his friends. He stayed in custody, but at least he wasn't tortured anymore. Blessed Robert Southwell was imprisoned in the tower for more than 2 years and then moved to a notorious cell called Limbo. His trial took place on the February 20th, 1595, under the statute which made it treason to be a Catholic priest and administer the sacraments in England. He was found guilty of treason and was sentenced to death by hanging, drawing, and quartering. This was the cruel, traditional English death sentence, where the judge dramatically proclaimed to the poor victim, "You are to be laid on a hurdle and so drawn to the place of execution, and there to be hanged, cut down alive, your members to be cut off and cast into the fire, your bowels burnt before you, your head smitten off, and your body quartered and divided at the Queen's will, and may God have mercy on your soul." Blessed Robert was executed in this horrible way on the following day, February 21st, 1595. Dear children, Blessed Robert was not only a heroic priest, but also a great Catholic poet, and his first English work was called An Epistle of Comfort. It was written to encourage the persecuted Catholics. He wrote that suffering is a sign that we are out of the devil's power, loved by God, and imitators of Christ. And that is a truly important lesson to us children. We are meant to suffer in our life, and most of the time our suffering is no more than what we deserve for our sins. If we are ever sorrowful or depressed or lonely, we must remember how Jesus was sorrowful, depressed, and lonely. But he was the innocent Lamb of God, while we have committed many sins. And Jesus had shown compassion to us by forgiving our sins, so that we might go to heaven. Blessed Robert and all the other martyrs had to suffer so terribly and be put to a horrible death, and he and they did all this because they wanted to help their suffering brothers and sisters, persecuted because they stayed faithful to the Catholic Church. So you too, children, stay faithful to Jesus, stay faithful to the Catholic Church and the sacraments, and you can also show the same kind of mercy as Blessed Robert did, that you help the suffering souls in purgatory by praying for them so that they could be freed from their prison and be hand over to merciful and loving Father in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.